Jael Furyk's feet were freezing in wet socks that clung to numb toes, sitting in damp boots, which, although new, were already leaking. She tried to focus on her cold feet, pressing them harder into the wet wool, into the soft, damp leather of her boots, into the reeds that lined the hard mud floor. She imagined them twisting and strong, like the roots of Furia's tree, buried deep in the earth, solid and unwavering. If she could just focus on her feet, then maybe she wouldn't say anything. Maybe there was a chance she could control the urgent, angry fire coursing up through her body and into her mouth. No, not her mouth. Her feet. Her feet. She had to think of her feet. She had to ignore the anger throbbing at the base of her throat, demanding to be released. She couldn't let him, them, all of them, watch as she lost control. Lothar Furyk, perched impatiently on the edge of his ornately carved throne, glowering at his niece. His announcement moments earlier had all but guaranteed an explosive reaction from her, but where was it? Jael had a fierce temper, and this was to be the ultimate humiliation of her, and, by extension, her whole family. But so far, she would not play his carefully constructed game. Her face remained impassive, and although he was certain she was seething, she said nothing, which caused an uncomfortable silence to creep around them both. But Lothar had to say something or the moment would be lost to him. The Andalans sitting on their cold benches, looking up at their king, would soon start to wonder what power he truly had over any of them. So, biting down on his annoyance, Lothar cleared his throat and smiled as though there had been no awkward silence at all. "And so, the wedding feast will take place on Os in 15 days. Plenty of time for you to find a dress." He waved a chubby hand at Jael's well-worn trousers and cloak, nostrils flaring with distaste. "And enough time for the rest of us to return to Andala before the freeze sets in." Lothar leaned forward, his bulging eyes demanding a reply, and this time Jael knew that she had to say something. She couldn't just continue to ignore him. "Will I be able to take my horse?" she asked dully, lips barely moving. Lothar lifted an eyebrow, remembering how much trouble that horse had caused recently. It was better to be rid of them both. "You may, but you will give up your sword. You won't be needing it where you're going." A surprised murmur echoed around the hall, sending another bolt of fury through Jael's rigid body. "It was my father's sword," she muttered haltingly, her devastation revealing itself at last. "It was my father's sword," Lothar growled, running a jeweled hand through his dark beard. "The Furyk sword, handed down from king to king. How or why you received it when my brother died, I do not know, you being neither his heir or a king." Jael wanted to launch herself at her uncle. She wanted to rip out his vile throat, lying hidden beneath the rolls of fat gathering around his sagging chin, to watch his lifeblood course down his bloated belly until he was white with death. Take her sword. She stood on the edge, ready to abandon all reason, but then, remembering her feet, Jael dug her toes deep into her boots, clenching her jaw. Lothar wasn't going to humiliate her any further. She wouldn't give him that. "As you wish, uncle." Lothar frowned, his shoulders sagging with disappointment. He'd watched his niece desperately trying to keep hold of her temper, and it appeared that she had succeeded, though he had hit his mark at least. She was badly, if not fatally, wounded. Lothar could feel the growl of his dead brother at his back. Here he was, sitting on his brother's throne, selling his beloved daughter off to his enemy. Just the thought of Ranulf's indignant face imbued Lothar with confidence, and the smile that curled his wet lips was wide and brimming with satisfaction.